That's fucking awesome.
I remember driving all night until the sun came up.
Just because we heard, like, there's another show? All right, let's go play that, too. And we literally...
I remember being stuck in the van, almost running out of gas on the highway whenever it was 12 hours.
Oh, my God. You, like, froze. Yeah, 12 hours in the van.
And then someone was driving.
It wasn't on, no air conditioning.
Someone was driving, and they were like, we can't move. I was like, just get out of the way. I'm going to fucking go in the medium. We got to get off here. And we remember we started driving, then we get off at the exit by driving on the side of the road, and we see like a Long John Silver, and everyone's like, I'm not fucking eating Long John Silver. I'm like, okay, we'll just keep driving. And there was no fucking other restaurant.
Dollar
open.
Menu. Dude, Wendy's. Wendy's dollar 90, menu.
99 cent menu at Wendy's.
I remember our brakes catching fire and smoking.
That also happened.
Tom did that to us.
That also happened.
Because we used them so much on the mountain.
Yeah.
Dude, you remember brakes. The first...
Oh, same road.
You remember the first time we all saw snow?
Yeah.
It was literally a patch on the side of the road. But we had never seen it, so we pulled over. Right. It was like going down a mountain. But it was the first like patch of snow. It wasn't even as big as this small little room. But we like were throwing at each other.
I've still
we
never
so
seen
stoked.
snow from...
I remember seeing my first palm tree.
How about the first time you went over that bridge and saw New York City?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember yelling at everyone and then Josh getting mad at me for being loud
and
sleeping.
When we were driving through New York when we got there for the first time.
Me either.
You haven't?
I haven't.
Me either.
I called my mom. I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I'm in Brooklyn right now. I'll never
forget. I remember going to Ground Zero and calling my mom being like, Mom, I'm at Ground Zero,
that's
and it's
awesome.
So weird.
Ooh, the first time we played
so
in New York
quiet.
Was at Amityville,
like
this, right?
Yeah.
Amityville?
Yeah.
There's a pizza spot. There's a pizza spot next door, and I was, like, walking into this place. So, like, there's this little kid walking towards me, and I opened
video?
The door for him, and I stood back. So I was just holding the door for this little kid, and he goes, he's literally, like, this big. He's no more than 10 years old. He goes, I'm walking in! And I was like... I'm just holding the door open for you. It was funny. The first time I ever talked to somebody from New York as this little kid talked shit to me. It was
funny. I also remember John driving over speed bumps in the Poughkeepsie parking lot like this.
Are we...
I'm sleeping.
Are we doing any... Is it like
course? Oh my god.
I remember getting our trailer stuck in a low clearance parking lot.
You heard the story about Josh going through the bank, like, teller thing to, like, drop off money, but he was pulling the trailer, and the wheel well slammed into the side of the bank. It was a big deal.
You know what happened after that? He wouldn't go inside and talk to them, so me and Jeremy had to go inside and talk
yes,
to them.
Yes, and he did it.
He's the one that did it, but he wouldn't go in and fix what he did. Because he was nervous. He's like, I don't want to get in trouble, man. And we're like, well, we have to talk to them. We can't leave. I was so pissed.
Oh my god.
Remember that redneck broke our windshield?
Yes. Redneck. Oh, I was sleeping in there when he did that.
I was mad
sleeping
about
in the van.
That.
This really happened. This all
that's
of a sudden.
That's pretty lyric, dude, sleeping in the van.
I woke up, like, scared. And then, literally, within 2 seconds of me waking up, sitting up, I'm looking out the front window. A fucking wrench or something.
Lawnmower blade.
Flies through
damn.
The front of the van.
It was
van.
A lawnmower blade for sure.
I woke up literally 2 seconds before, in a panic. Knowing something was about to happen. It was so weird. Then everybody ran over the van to check on me, and bless our broken heart chased him.
Bobby was fucking going crazy. Like, I've never seen him
he
run
ran
that
after
fast.
Him, didn't he?
Yeah, he fucking went crazy and ran down
here's
the fucking street. We
that
left the
like
we left the van
times.
On. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, we slept with it in idle. And everybody
always.
Used to talk
yeah.
crap to us
always.
About doing it. It wasted a lot of gas, but I mean, it was awesome.
Well, it wasn't a waste of gas because it was cheaper than a hotel room.
Our van
I'll
was,
give you that.
Our van was on for the first 5 years.
Just straight. Dude, when we were stopped, it was
not
on.
Kidding.
And and everyone's like, you shouldn't leave your van on like that. And we're like, why? We've done it all that we've done it this long. Who cares? And then it broke down.
Yeah.
And then the engine, and then a piston shot through the engine in California. We had to get a new one. No, it's like, you hear this here.